The Crash Course for the Ravers Show. I'm Brian Young, and now's the time. I have a live band today for you. I have something special, and I'm just gonna let them go off before they talk about themselves, huh? So right now on 91.5 WMFO, I'm proud to introduce The Bind.
Sometimes I think you make it tough. Stand by your side, stand to use them on me, and you'll leave me with something nice here. Promise I won't leave you to be everything. I'll be there for you.
WMFO. What's going on, Lucas?
Not much. Well, we're playing. Hey, yeah. I guess there's a lot.
Why don't you introduce yourself and the band?
Well, I'm Lucas.
On bass.
On bass, and I just sang, and over here to my right is Ryan. He's on guitar. Ryan Hi. Bagley. Drums is Brian Michener.
You get everything okay, Brian? Fine, you're good. All right. What great.
Was that? Huh? That was called Sometimes Is Not Enough.
What do you have next?
Next is Baby You Go, and Ryan's going to sing this one.
All right.
Mostly.
The Bind on MFO.
That don't bring you home.
The Bind on MFO. Sounding great.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Brett.
Yeah, no problem. You want to plug some gigs?
Sure, yeah. The next gig we got coming up is at the Square Root, August 9th.
Oh, yeah.
Playing with Butterscott and the Rockmores. Should be a great time. I went and saw your band there.
That was a great time. I hope you have the same crowd.
Yeah, I love the place. It's, yeah. You know, it's got beer, wine, coffee. Everything you need, right? Right, Brian?
You don't need food, right?
No.
They do serve food, though.
Oh, yeah, they got food, too.
Lucas doesn't need food.
No. Drink a strong enough beer, Guinness, and it's like food.
Right. Yeah, eat your beer.
Yeah. eating beer.
Hops, barley, rice.
Right in your belly.
What do you have for us next?
Slapback Swing Daddy is the next one. It's a little rocking.
This always seems to get cut out of sets just because of where we always stick it in the set. So we were determined to play it.
It sounds like a swing song.
But yeah, we always put it like towards the end of the set, and then when things go awry, it's like, oh, I guess we'll skip that. And we've done it two shows, I think. We're like, oh man, we gotta play it this time.
Okay. Let's see this. Swim dang dangaloo.
Yeah. Slapback Swing Daddy.
All right. Great stuff.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I like that one a lot.
Slapback swing daddy.
So slapback because of the delay. I know it sounds all hipstery.
And there was no swing music to be found.
Not a lick anywhere.
We're a bit confusing, sorry.
No, it was great.
All right. I got some other gigs coming up, too.
Oh, Lucas.
Let's hear them.
August 17th, we're playing the Poor Farm in New Bedford. It's a great place that has, like, all
as
kinds...
As Lucas defined it, it's a crafty beer bar.
It's a crafty beer place, because it's got all kinds of craft beers, and they switch them out as time goes on, so you never know what you're going to get.
It's very awesome. Boston-esque, too. It's pretty much just like that long hall of a bar. And they set you right up in the front, and everybody stares at you.
Sounds pretty cool.
And that's with our buddies,
probably
DNA's...
Probably has a built-in crowd, something like that.
We can hope.
Hopefully. No. That's with our buddies, DNA's Evolution. And that show starts at 10 p.m. And then they play first. They play an hour, then we... Come on and
yeah, you know. Play dope until 2 or something.
Yeah, we'll play the rest of the night. So maybe we'll play some covers. I don't know.
And then we got the District show.
The District, yeah, that is in Taunton, Mass. Now this place is a newer place. It opened up. Was it last year?
Or, it was about September last year.
September last year. It's an old courthouse.
Oh, cool.
The old and, District courthouse, and they call it the District Center for the Arts.
Yeah, it's they kept a lot of the inside like original, and
like
then
a,
they.
Like a big lobby?
It's like a big open courtroom. And what used to be the jury box is actually the stage.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, and it's just a big open room. It's almost like a hall, you know what I mean? But it's got a professional sound system, lighting. It's like, it's awesome. And actually, Ryan usually does the sound for the place. But
maybe I'll have to make it down and check it out.
That's August 23rd, and we're playing with Bloodline Theory. They're an awesome band.
Oh, yeah, the tickets at that place are $10 at the door, and they're a little bit cheaper if you buy them online ahead of time.
Yeah, so go to The Bind on Facebook. Do at The Bind one word, and we'll be the first ones to pop up. Or, there is another band named The Bind out there.
Or come to a crash.
We had it first,
Ravens.
Though.
For now. We'll find those kids.
We'll get our lawyers.
you can pay for
maybe
that.
Maybe they'll just disappear.
They're not in Rhode Island.
they're like in Ohio, so I mean.
So they're close too. Oh.
Somewhat.
He's slashing their tires before a gig.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Gotta be careful with you.
That's how we do it in Radio Land.
Yeah, you're quick to jump on
this radio. Oh yeah. So what do you have for us next?
Oh.
A song that won't go away.
This is called The Park Ranger Story. It's a, you know, it's a fun song that we do.
About a park ranger.
Yeah.
It's actually about an ex-band member.
Yes.
Of a previous band that we all came from.
He was a drummer, and then eventually he wasn't the drummer.
Hey, Yogi the Ranger.
I don't know, boo-boo.
Let's go get some picnic baskets.
We're gonna get a picnic basket.
Everyone has it.
Park Ranger Story. Here we go. In your state parks, there's a man. Out in the campground, there's a man. He watches for fire and he keeps the place clean. Watches for danger on his daily routine. Like a ship supervisor, he's always on the ball. A friend when you're in need, he answers to the call. I'm the park ranger. And I'm here to assist. I'm the park ranger, and I get paid for this.
Deep in the wood, there's a man. Out in the canyon, there's a man. And he sits in his tower with binoculars in his eyes, waiting for the moment when he can use his exercise. But like everywhere you go, there are people who ridicule. But the best people I know answer to the call. I'm the park ranger, and I'm here to assist. I'm the park ranger, and I get paid for this.
About a park ranger.
Yeah.
Like there was a Bob Hope Bobcats.
Yeah, I heard that.
Friggin' party, man.
The Bob Hope line always makes me laugh.
How does the line go? I heard Bob Hope.
Bob Hope was here and we had fun.
Yeah. Seen Bobcats take people in a run. Bob Hope was here and we had fun.
No, the drummer, the guy hiding in the corner without a microphone,
yeah,
is the one that penned that little ditty. Back when we were like 18,
Brian.
17, yes, Brian. Brian, you go figure, you'd remember that, Brian.
Yeah, we got Brian and Ryan and Brian.
And Lucas.
And me.
And Lucas. Get out! Your name doesn't belong.
Oh, man. I don't have a Y in my name.
One of these things ain't like the other.
Yours is an I.
I have a Y in my last name.
Oh, yeah.
It begins with a Y. What do you have for us next?
The last one, or do you want more than that?
How many do you have?
We have more than we brought. But we can play whatever.
How many would you like to play?
Well, let's do this one. Let's see where we're at.
All right.
Yeah.
We got more if we got. All right. How you doing, Brian? You're hot?
Yeah, how's everyone doing on the hottest day ever?
Is that what they're saying?
No, I don't know.
It is to Lucas. Look at him.
I sweat a lot.
And there's AC in here.
It's the little bit of Latin blood.
I think we negated that already.
This is Distance Yourself.
And they are The Bind. They're on MFO. Go.
Morning, but you were not awake. Tiptoed around the house for coming home so late. I've been out thinking, but nothing came to me. Thought
in a sweat and thought it was all a dream. Backed up in a corner from the things I had seen. You were sleeping so quiet lately, the best peace you had found. I've got something to tell you now, but you don't make a sound. And I feel you're so distant. You've gone away and left me stranded, wondering what had gone down. I listen to you cry and hope that things can change. Backed up in a corner, things just feel so strange. Now I'm thinking out loud and hope someone will hear. I've got something to tell you, no, maybe I'm not thinking so clear. Distance yourself from the road that carries you away. Distance yourself from the people that are holding you down. Your uncharted waters have been sailed on before, long before you forgot there could be something more. Distance yourself.
The Bind on MFO. Ooh. What do you think?
Hey, one more.
Do you want to do
Friday? Friday? No, you're dying back there.
No. You guys have anything else you want to plug? Oh. Get out there.
Yeah, I mean, that district show is a big one.
We
got
to try to fill the house.
We want to fill that place. So come on down.
I didn't say what I wanted to say.
And that's in Taunton.
It's in Taunton.
Yeah, like Lucas said, this is it's a new music venue. And we're doing shows twice a week there. I'm the resident tech. What I personally would like to see is that original music can get a foothold in there, which I have to show them it can do something for them.
Yeah. They just have cover bands now?
Yeah, that's kind of they're still trying to figure it out. They're a new place. They've had some original acts. We've had some good stuff that I didn't expect, like Jimmy Fortune, a guy from the Statler Brothers.
Cool.
And he was there. We've had a couple real good acts in there, Jonathan Edwards. And just, I mean, I can keep going. A lot of local guys, but...
But there's a lot of tribute bands that
play
there, too.
Are you running it? Are you part of that?
I'm the tech for the most part, but we kind of get a say and stuff just because it's a new club and they're asking everybody that's got experience what they think. But by the night that we booked, I booked two original bands that are both Taunton bands. One's a little heavier than us, but I want to try to show them that we can get, if we get 200 people in here, it's worth it for you guys to have this club do this. So that's more like, the more people we can get out, the more Taunton can actually have a venue.
So come on down.
Sounds cool.
I mean, it's there. It's open tonight, but...
Yeah, let's get this place humming.
What's there tonight?
A tribute band.
The Who.
Hey, I'll take it.
It's a Steely Dan band, right?
It's Hey 19.
Hey 19, a Steely Dan tribute band.
All right.
Lots of members in it, I guess.
Yeah. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I guess they're going to do one more, The Bind.
All right, this one's called Circles.
The Bind.
Thank you. I'm a little sweaty. But
that's okay. It looked like you're going for me. So.
This is great, man. This is a fun time.
You guys are great. Go out and see them. And the first one's at Square Root.
August 9th.
August 9th.
Yep.
That's fairly local.
Yes. Then August 17th, the Poor Farm in New Bedford. And then August 23rd, the District Center for the Arts in Taunton, Mass.
Get down there. Make sure that place thrives.
Whee! Yes. Right. We need all the venues we can get.
Yeah, this is fun.
Okay, I'll put on some music and we'll like take pictures and stuff, huh?
Sweet.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. And where's my background music? There it is. Yep. Bind did a beautiful set. But before the Bind, I never even got to say what I was playing. Of course, the ZZ Top that I mentioned. But then there was Dream Police by Cheap Trick going out to Rosie. And then we had Mark Bolan and T-Rex doing Liquid Gang. Talking Heads, Nothing But Flowers. And then, yes, the Bind. We have a request for the Ramones block this week, so I think I'll get that going. This goes out to David Chase, California Sun. Look at the clock, it's a Ramones block!
I'm Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Open up the door, it's Dave.
Who?
Dave, D-A-V-E. Will you open up the goddamn door? Yeah, Dave.
Dave?
Right, man, Dave. Now, will you open up the door?
Dave's not here.
Oh.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the birds.
Pa 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 p happens is we sing, "It's all right," and then you shout it right back at us. It's really easy. Don't hit my guitar, Sandy. Come on. Wait.
Of herself.